愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
照我们读经的进度，这个礼拜应该是以西结书三十章以后。
According to our Bible daily Bible reading, it should be Ezekiel chapters 30 and on。
那我想跟大家一起来学习三十七章。
And tonight, I'd like to share with one, with everyone, verse chapter 37。
在大先知书里面有一个特色。
There is something special among the prophetic books.
就是前面都是在讲神的警告。
That is in the beginning, it is all about God's warning.
特别是以赛亚书、以西结书。
Especially Isaiah and Ezekiel.
那后面都是在讲神的慈爱。
And then in the later books, it talks about the love of God.
所以我们可以看到先知书里面看到神是公义跟慈爱并行的。
And so we can see that God is both just and merciful.
大卫数点百姓得罪神。
David had wronged God.
数点百姓，number.
算
百姓的人数。
When David was taking the census of the people.
因为他为着荣耀自己，所以得罪神。
Because he was trying to glorify himself, he had wronged God.
神说，你有三个灾殃可以选。
And God said that you can choose from three disasters.
当然这是很难的一个决定。
Of course, this is a difficult decision.
但是最后大卫说，我宁愿落在神的手中。
But David said in the end that I'd rather be in the hands of God.
大卫很了解神。
David really knew God.
虽然人有错，要面对神的公义。
Even though man had done wrong and had to face the judgment of God.
但是人愿意回头悔改，神就怜悯。
But if man were to turn back and repent, then God will forgive.
所以他选择瘟疫。
And so he decided that he would punish for 3 days.
瘟疫 fast.
That he would fast for 3 days.
瘟疫那个是什么？用什么讲？瘟疫怎么办？pest.
He would pass it in.
No. 瘟疫流行的病。
He would have pestilence for 3 days.
但是神看到很多人死，马上就停止，他就心就软下来。
Soon when he saw this, his heart was softened.
那在以西结书也是这样。
And it was the same in Ezekiel.
以西结书里面前面就提到神的审判。
And in the it talks about the judgment of God.
那在神的审判之下，以色列百姓就被掳了。
And because of judgment, the people were punished.
那在被掳受苦当中，他们有一个感觉。
And they had a particular thought about this.
三十七章十一节。
In chapter 37, verse 11.
主对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家啊。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去，我们灭绝境尽了。”
Verse 11. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, 'Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off.'"
所以这个以色列百姓在神的公义审判之下，他们觉得骨头枯干了，就是生命快要结束了。
And so to them, when their bones are dry, that means their lives are about to end.
我们没有希望。
There is no hope.
我们所有的我们都会被神灭绝净尽了。
They said, "Our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off."
但是。从十二节开始啊。
But then in verse 12,
主耶稣就给他们一个应许，神就给他们一个应许。
God gives them a promise.
要开坟墓，使他们从坟墓出来。
that he will open their graves, and they are to come out.
哦，那进入以色列地。
And then enter into the land of Israel.
这个就是神的慈爱。
This is the love of God.
那神的慈爱是根据他的他的应许。
And his love is according to his promise.
啊，因为神拣选他们，跟他们立约。
Because God chose them and created a covenant with them.
那以西结书里面有四个意象。
In Ezekiel, there are four visions.
啊。啊，第一个意象
，the first vision，
就是以西结蒙拣选的时候的意象。
It is the vision when Ezekiel was chosen。
从第一章一直到第三章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 3。
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God。
也是神的荣光。
And it is also the God's glorious light。
他要服侍神之前，神将让他看到这个神的荣耀。
Before he was asked to serve the Lord, he saw the glory of God.
这样这个服事就会觉得很有价值。
In that way, his servitude would seem to have much value.
也这是从天上来的荣耀。
Because it is a glory from above.
不是地上。
It's not from this world.
那到了第七章以后。
And then starting with chapter 7.
他就看到第二个意象。
He saw the second vision.
这个第二个意象就是第八章。第二个意象就是看到整个圣殿、圣城
And
拜偶像。
The second one is in chapter 8, where he saw the entire temple worshiping idols.
在这个是神所痛恨的，这是十诫的第二节。
This is the most hated thing of God.
这也是为什么以色列百姓被掳的原因，拜偶像。
And this is also a reason why the Israelites were punished. It is idolatry.
这是第二个意象。
This is the second vision.
那第三个意象就是三十七章。
And then the third vision is in chapter 37.
看到枯骨复活。
He saw the dry bones live again.
那第四个意象。
And then the fourth one
就是四十章以后
starts from chapter 40.
就看到神的殿建在高山上。
This was seeing the temple of God on top of the mountain.
那我们读四十章就会发现，这个殿呢不是耶路撒冷现的物质的殿。
If we read this about this temple, it's not a physical temple of Israel.
这是属灵的。
This is a spiritual one.
这个殿呢，其实就是预表末世的真教会。
This spiritual temple represents the church of the end times.
所以以西结书是从物质的殿被拆毁，一直谈到神荣耀的殿，末世的教会被建立。
And so it started with the physical temple all the way through to the spiritual temple.
神的荣光离开圣殿。
The glory, glorious light of God had left the temple.
因为他们拜偶像。
Because they worship idols.
但是在末世，神的荣光要在降临在建筑高山上，那个末世的教会。
But in the end times, the glory of God will return to this new temple on the mountain.
那这个意象是怎么看到的？
And how is these visions seen?
我们看三十七章的第一节。
Let's take a look at chapter 37, verse 1.
以西结三十七章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1。
神的灵降在我身上，神借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中。这个平原遍满骸骨。
Verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones.
这里说神把以西结先知带出去。然后放在平原中。
We see here that the Lord took Ezekiel out and put him in the midst of the valley.
然后他就看到平原遍满着死人的骨头。
And then he saw that it was full of dead bones.
那他是怎么看到的？
And how did he see this?
是神的灵降在他身上。
Because the spirit of the Lord came upon him.
或者说神的手降在他身上。
Or to say the hand of the Lord came upon him.
其实这两个意思一样。
These are the same meanings.
啊，因为神的灵降临，就是表示神的手触摸到他。
Because if the Spirit of God descends upon someone, it is also the hand of God that came upon someone.
所以这个四个意象哦，开始都是提到神的灵降下来，所以他就看到。
And so in all four of these visions, it starts with the hand of the God coming upon him.
所以可见这个看见哦，不是物质肉体的眼睛看见。
So when he sees, it is not with his physical eyes.
在肉眼来看呢，他看到的跟其他一般人看到是没有不同。
If he was to look through his physical eyes, he wouldn't see anything different than from any other person.
但是神的灵一降下来，他就看到一般人肉眼所没有看到。
But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he saw what normal people would not have seen.
这个就在属灵里面的看见。
And so this means to see in the Spirit.
所以今天这个圣灵啊，对我们来讲非常的重要。
And so the Spirit, the Holy Spirit today is very important for us.
为什么我们能够看清楚神的旨意？
Why is it that we are able to see the will of God?
因为神的灵降在我们身上。
Because the Spirit of God descends upon us.
打开我们的心，我们圣经就看得懂。
It opens our hearts so we can understand the Word of God.
那神的灵降在我们身上，给我们属灵的智慧。
And so the Spirit comes upon us and gives us spiritual wisdom.
那我们有神的话，我们对事情呢就看得很清楚。
So if we have the words of God, we can see things clearly.
那这种的看见哦，比物质肉眼看见有时候是更重要。
This kind of seeing is actually even more important than being able to see with our physical eyes.
因为肉眼的看见常常是看到表象。
Because seeing physical things is only at the surface.
但是灵里面的看见常常是真相。
But seeing physically, seeing spiritually is seeing the real thing.
所以表象会迷惑人，但是看清楚真相，我们就不容易被迷惑。
So seeing something physically may deceive us, but seeing something spiritually show us what something really is.
所以圣经上说，属灵人看透万事。
And so it tells us that the Bible tells us that the spiritual person can see through all things.
那是什么是属灵人？
And so what is a spiritual person?
就是有基督的心。
That is a person who has the heart of God.
那什么是基督的心？
And what is to have a heart of Christ?
用基督的本性，用基督的原则，我们能够看到基督所看到，那个就是基督的心。
It means that we have the characteristics of Christ. That means that is what it means to have the heart of Christ.
那这种改变，常常就是圣灵在神的话里面对我们的一种改变。
And this kind of change comes with the Word of God and changes our spirit.
所以三十七章所说的看见啊，这对我们来讲非常重要。
And so seeing mentioned in chapter 37 is very important to us.
我们再来看三十七章。
So let's take a look at chapter 37.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他使我从骸骨四围经过，谁知道在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
Verse 2. Then he caused me to pass by them all aground, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry.
这个骸骨啊，就是没有生命，也没有价值。
In this valley, there is no life and no value.
所以从灵性上来看哦，没有得到救恩的人哦，从属灵上来看哦，是死的。
And so this valley has nothing, and it is like a person with a dead spirit.
没有得到救恩的人。
A person with a dead spirit is a person who will not have salvation.
没有得到救恩的人哦，在灵里面是死的。
So a person who has no salvation. Salvation in them is a person with a dead spirit.
所以主耶稣在说，任凭死人埋葬死人。
That's why Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
你来跟踪我。
Follow me.
会埋葬另外一个死人，那个人肉体是活着，但是他灵是死的。
So for the person to bury the dead, that person is spiritually dead.
哦, 就是没有得到救恩。
That is without deliverance.
哦, 那第三节,
Verse
3. 他对我说, 人子啊, 这些骸骨能复活吗? 我说, 主神, 你是知道的。
Verse 3, and he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know.
死的人能够复活吗?
Can a dead person be revived?
这个是人做不到的。
This is what man cannot accomplish.
但是神才能够做得出来。
But of course, God can do it.
那对以色列百姓来说,
But to the Israelites,
他们要怎么 从被掳的一种失望中得到盼望呢?
How can these Israelites who are punished and without hope have this?
第五节,
Verse 5.
主对这些骸骨说, 我要使气息进入你们里面, 你们就要活了。
Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
所以这些失去盼望的以色列民哦, 他要能够重新得到盼望, 那个关键就是神的气息要进到里面。
So for these Israelites who've lost hope, to regain hope, must have God's breath enter them.
啊,他们就要活过来。
And then they shall live.
那这个气息是什么?
And so what is this breath?
啊,如果我们看创世纪,
If we look at Genesis,
神用泥土造人。
God created man with dust.
这个泥土造的有人的形状，但是它不会动， 它是泥土。
If you create man with dust, at first they are just the shape, they are lifeless.
但是神的灵一吹到里面， 它就变成有灵的活人。
But when God breathed his breath upon this man, then he became live.
所以这个神的气息，有神的能力跟生命， 这个是很有力量的。
So the breath of God has power and life. It's very powerful.
因此这个骸骨神的气息吹进去，他就要活过来。
And so if God breathed upon the bones, they shall live.
所以一个人在灵里面要重新得到属灵的生命，这是圣灵的工作。
And so if a person is to regain life in their spirit, this is the work of the spirit.
如果没有圣灵的工作，死人就难以复活。
If there is no work of the Holy Spirit, then the dead in the Spirit will not live.
那我们看第六节。
Let's take a look at verse 6.
我必加给你们筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，便知道我是神。
Verse 6, I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
这个第六节是在讲活过来以后的改变的过程。
And so verse 6 talks about the change that happens after they are alive.
他就长筋、长肉、长皮。
They will then grow sinew and flesh and skin.
那第七节。
And then verse 7.
我顺命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有声音，有地震，鼓与鼓互相联络。第八节。
Verse 8.
我看见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又皮肉遮蔽，其上只还没有气息。第九节。主对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风预言说，气息啊要从四方而来，吹在这些被杀人身上，他们活的。第十节。
Verse 10.
于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨。 骸骨便活了，并且站起来成为极大的军队。
Verse 8. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. 9. Also he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, There says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, and they may live. 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
所以我们看这个整个改变的过程啊，就是圣灵的工作。
And so we can see that this is all the work of the Spirit.
好，我们现在看啊，以弗所书的第二章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2.
啊，第二章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
你们是在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Verse 1, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespass and sin.
第五节。
Verse
4. 然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因为他爱我们的大爱。第五节。
5.
当我们是在过犯的时候，便叫我们基督一同活过来。
Verse 4, but God who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Verse 5, even though we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
好，我们再看第十节。
Let's jump to verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为了叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行。
Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
哦，我们是神的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
那经过神在我们身上工作之后，我们就变成不同的人。
So after we were worked on, we are then different people.
哦，那这个工作是通过主耶稣做成的。
And this work is through Jesus Christ.
好，那第二章里面谈到第一个工作。
In chapter 2 it talks about the first work.
就是死在过犯罪恶中。
That is dead in trespasses and sins.
那他叫我们活过来，第五节。
And then in verse 5, Christ will cause us to be alive again.
哦，当然这是洗礼。
Of course, this is baptism.
啊，但是洗礼有那个力量，是因为有圣灵。
And there is power in the baptism because of the Holy Spirit.
所以洗礼就同死同复活。
And so with baptism, we died with Christ and also raised again.
所以我们人啊，就变成啊有希望的一个人。
And then man will have hope.
那这个气息一推以后啊，身体就开始长筋、长肉、长骨，就站起来。
And so after breath is put upon them, then they grow sinew and flesh and skin.
长筋、长肉、长骨，就是看起来就像一个人啊，正常的人。
With all of these together, they look like a normal person.
枯干的骨头变成一个有肉有血的人。
From dry bones to a person with flesh and blood.
那这个就过程就是气息在吹。
And to get there must be breath breathed upon them.
那最后成为极大的军队。
And then they will become a great army.
啊，军队就是可以打仗的。
And an army is capable of fighting.
所以这个在告诉我们哦，受洗起来虽然已经复活了，但是还有一段过程。
And so this tells us that after we are baptized, we are resurrected, but there is another process.
还有一个过程要变成真正像一个人，就是有神的形象。
There is another process that will lead us to having the likeness of Christ.
那这种改变就是神的灵要不断的一直在我们身上工作。
And in order to have this change, we must have the Holy Spirit work within us.
那到最后就变成神的军队。
And then in the end, it becomes the army of God.
就是能够为神打仗。
That is, they can fight for God.
那我们先来看《使徒行传》。
Let's take a look at Acts.
那《使徒行传》第二章也是在讲这个过程。
Acts chapter 2 talks about this process.
那个气息，或者说神吹到亚当那个气息，就是第二章的一阵大风。
And this breath talked about in Genesis that went upon Adam is here in chapter 2.
好，我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们住的屋子。
Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
这个大风啊，原来就是气息。神的气。
And so this wind is the breath of God.
哦，就吹到这个在那边祷告的人。
It rushed in and blew upon the people who were praying.
所以他们没有得到救恩的人，这个戏一吹进去啊，就有一种属灵的改变。
And so, once this wind comes upon them, they will have a spiritual change.
所以听道理受感动。
And so listening to the words of God, they will be touched.
37节扎心。
Verse 37, it says they were cut to the heart.
接下去受洗。
And then baptism.
这个就是灵里面的复活。
This is a spiritual resurrection.
开始过新的生活。
They start to live a new life.
所以我们现在教会啊，就是有神的灵啊，所以一个人来慕道啊，得到圣灵不断的浇灌，这个人就跟着圣经的话来做，就复活，然后开始成长。
And so, because our church has the Spirit, a new person may come in, receive the Spirit, and then grow and go through this process and mature.
那这个五旬节教会的这几千人啊，后来变成军队。
And these members of this early Pentecostal church later became they became the army.
所以到第七章，斯提凡被石头打死。
And so then in, later in chapter 7, when Stephen is stoned,
那第八章，我们看第八章第四节。
Let's take a look at chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
那些分散的人往各处去传道，这个就是军队。
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. This is the army.
他们都被圣灵充满。
They were all filled with the Spirit.
第二章就这样讲。
This is what was mentioned in chapter 2.
神的气不断地吹，到最后灵里面健壮，站起来，变成神的军队，就出去传福音。
And so God's breath continually to rush upon them, they were strengthened, and then they went out to preach like the army.
这个就是教会的盼望的开始。
This is where the hope of a church starts.
教会要发展，里面需要有军队。
In order for a church to succeed, there must be an army.
那这军队不是说受洗起来复活就可以变成军队。
And to be part of this army doesn't mean that you simply are baptized and then you resurrect.
一段被神的灵充满，一直改变。
You must be filled with the Holy Spirit and go through change.
到最后变成一个有力量的一个信徒，才能够做军队。
And then you can be a person who is strengthened and be part of the army.
那这个教会就有盼望。
And then the church will have hope.
你可以打美好的仗。
They can fight the good fight.
因为里面很多的军队。
Because there are a lot of armies.
所以我们信仰的生活不能够没有祷告。
And so in our spiritual lives, we can't lack in prayer.
没有祷告，我们没有力量。
If we don't pray, we lack the power.
所以灵恩布道会之前呢，最重要的预备就是祷告。
And so before evangelical spiritual convocation, there must be prayer.
主耶稣交代门徒就是祈祷传道。
When Jesus instructed his disciples to pray and preach.
不是传道祈祷，是祈祷传道。
It is not preach and then pray. It is pray and preach.
所以使徒行传那一章八节说，你们要领受上头的能力，然后出去传福音。
That's why in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said that you shall receive the power from the Holy Spirit and then they will preach.
那上头能力来从哪来？从圣灵来，从祷告来的。
And where does this Holy Spirit come from? It comes from prayer.
然后就出去传福音。
And then go out and preach.
因此这个以西结书37章这个气息今天就吹到我们身上。
And so this breath mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 37 is upon us today.
要让我们到最后成为神的军队。
It is to allow us to become the army of God in the future.
为基督来打美好的仗。
And then fight the good fight for Christ.
我们再回来看37章。
Let's come back to Ezekiel chapter 37.
那这些以色列人神召他们回来以后要做什么呢？
And so what will these Israelites do when they come back to the Lord?
我们看37章。
Let's take a look at chapter 37.
26节。
Verse 26.
并且我要与他们立平安的约。做永约，我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们人数增多，又在他们中间设置圣所，直到永远。27节
Verse 27.
我的居所必在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。28节
Verse 28.
我的圣所 要在以色列人中间直到永远，外邦人就知道啊，我是以色列啊，成为圣的神。
Verse 26, Moreover, I will have a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. 27, My tabernacle also shall be with them. Indeed, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 28, The nations also will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, and my sanctuary is in their midst forevermore.
所以神把以色列百姓带回来复兴他们，到最后是要跟他们立永约。
And so God brought the Israelites back so that he can establish a covenant with them.
啊，是平安的约。
那 it is a covenant of peace.
那神说他要做他们的神啊，那他们要做神的子民。
And so God said that He will be their God and they shall be His people.
那在他们要设立圣所在他们中间。
And then He will establish a sanctuary among them.
这个就是新约时代的教会。
This is the New Testament Church.
神要复兴我们，要跟我们立约。
God will establish a covenant with us.
他要做我们的神，我们要做他的子民。
He will be our God, and we shall be His people.
他的居所要在我们中间。
And then His sanctuary will be among us.
他的居所是什么？教会。
And of course, His sanctuary is the church.
教会是神的殿。
The church is God's temple.
是充满万有主那个神所充满的。
It is filled with this, mighty God.
所以这个意象今天也对我们来讲，对我们的一种应许。
And so this vision has become a promise for all of us today.
让我们成为神的居所。
And so we can be part of this sanctuary.
感谢主，我们来唱诗。
Now sing hymn.
483。